Border security advocates slam Biden for pretending to support rule of law. By Spencer Lindquist on September 2, 2022. The Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, slammed Joe Biden for paying lip service to the rule of law while refusing to secure our border. In his speech at Philadelphia's Independence Hall, which centered around Trump supporting Republicans allegedly being threats to democracy, Joe Biden referenced the rule of law 5 different times. The Federation for American Immigration Reform, which advocates for border security, blasted the Biden administration for pretending to support the rule of law while refusing to secure our southern border. If ever there was an administration that does not respect the rule of law, it is this one, FAIR's President Dan Stein remarked in a press release. There is no more glaring example of lawlessness than the Biden administration's gutting of immigration laws and border enforcement, he continued. Nearly 5 million illegal immigrants have crossed our southern border since Biden took office. In the month of July 2021, 2,071 pounds of fentanyl, which is the equivalent of 469 million lethal doses, was seized at the southern border. In addition, 12,989 pounds of methamphetamine was seized that month as well. Stein also spoke out against the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, remarking, "This administration is not just refusing to enforce nearly every immigration and border enforcement law on the books." The President's Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, in a series of policy memos, has put it in writing. Moreover, the Biden administration is defying a federal court order to resume immigration enforcement. FAIR took aim at more than just the Biden administration's refusal to secure our border, however. Stein also criticized the president's attempt to leverage the power of both the government and private companies against his political rivals. Stein said the administration has sought to silence peaceful dissent, attempting to set up government-run disinformation boards, working with tech companies to deplatform individuals and organizations that oppose his policies, even when what they are saying is absolutely true, and potentially unleashing an army of newly hired IRS agents to shut down groups that stand in the way of his political agenda. Stein even noted that Biden's pursuit of his political objectives at the expense of the law is a trademark of authoritarian rule. Time and again, when immigration laws are at odds with their own political objectives, our laws get chucked in the trash can. That is the hallmark of an authoritarian dictatorship, not a constitutional republic, Stein said. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.